Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. New mask recommendations from Mayor de Blasio today.
If you don't know the people you're around, if you're not sure if they're vaccinated or not, or if you know some are unvaccinated, absolutely crucial to wear a mask, even if you are vaccinated.
But still no mandate to wear a mask. Some cities and states have put mandates back into effect for indoor mask wearing. After what the CDC had to say, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention indicating due to the Delta variant that is spreading more quickly than earlier variants and is causing many problems in many areas, that people were strongly recommended to go out there and wear a mask indoors once again. But the mayor says after looking over all the CDC data, his health team says at this point it's still a recommendation, and he is more focused on vaccination and getting more people vaccinated in the city than he is on trying to force people to wear masks that they may not be wearing anyway. Governor Cuomo has already announced that healthcare workers in state facilities have to either get vaccinated or undergo weekly testing. He's now expanded that to a new sector of public workers.
Today, the MTA, Port Authority, thank you very much, are adopting that policy starting Labor Day in New York.
Of course, the MTA is controlled by the governor, the Port Authority by the governors of New York and New Jersey. Governor Cuomo is also asking private businesses in the state to go to a vaccine-only admission policy. Eric Adams kicking off his new campaign at this hour, new campaign, which is a lot like the old campaign, but this one has to do with the general election ahead. Instead of running against a bunch of fellow Democrats, he's facing a Republican now by the name of Curtis Sliwa in the mayor's race. The Brooklyn Borough President, now Democratic mayoral nominee, holding a rally in City Hall Park to officially kick all that off. Still no arrests, but 10 people are recovering from gunshot wounds after two men, cops say were gang members, opened fire in the North Corona section of Queens Saturday night. They jumped on the back of a couple of waiting mopeds and sped off. Although there are indications there were more men than that, police say three of those hit were part of a crowd standing in front of a house on 37th Avenue. The other seven were people just walking by. Mayor de Blasio spoke about the incident and the larger issue behind it during his morning briefing.
We know we are making progress. We're going to need more gang takedowns, more gun arrests, more cooperation with community. Gangs are the problem, and this is where the focus is going to be.
You can see photos of the four suspects on our website, 1010wins.com. Anyone with information urged to call Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS. Cops in Williamsburg are on the hunt for a guy who's sneaking up on women, sexually assaulting them. NYPD says early Sunday morning, the suspect approached a 27-year-old on North 3rd Street, grabbed her from behind, placed his hands over her mouth and between her legs, warning her not to scream. She managed to break free. Then a very similar incident reported an hour and a half later, North 6th Street. This time the victim elbowed the guy to break free. NYPD has released photos and surveillance video you can see at 1010wins.com. Cops in Kips Bay looking for help identifying an armed robber who shot a compliant victim in the thigh. Happened early Sunday morning near 217 East 30th Street. Police say the robber approached the 35-year-old man showing a firearm, demanding the victim's watch and necklace. Not wanting to get shot, he told police he handed them over. Well, the guy shot him anyway and took off. You can see a photo of the suspect at 1010wins.com. A police officer was hurt Sunday night in Laurelton, Queens. Cops tell 1010 Wins around 10:45 p.m. at Springfield Boulevard and 140th Avenue, officers pulled over a 62-year-old man in a stolen vehicle. Male suspect put the car in reverse, hitting an officer, injuring his leg and hip. The officer transported to Long Island Jewish Hospital, where he's in stable condition. The individual taken into custody. Charges are pending. Seven Nations Army. Tune you're likely to hear chanted at a soccer match. Sometimes fans take the whole army thing a little too seriously. Things got stupid Sunday night outside Red Bull Arena in Harrison. It had nothing to do with the Red Bulls, though. They weren't playing. Over 20,000 people did turn out for international matches involving teams from Central America. Rivalries there are strong. Fans known in soccer as supporters can get raucous. Massive brawls broke out, bringing hundreds of police officers to the scene to break things up. A dozen people ended up in the hospital with stab wounds. Some threw rocks and bottles at police. Eventually, the crowds were broken up. Again, nothing like this happens during an MLS match at the arena, and pretty much the worst you could hear is someone yelling Metro Reject at a player or playing the theme to the Smurfs to mock supporters of NYCFC. If you know, you know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.